You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the visual arts with the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chairman of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari. Good to see you.
Likewise, Lisa.
Omari has brought a special guest with him with a special mission this week.
Yes, I have. We're always looking for new ideas, helping artists, arts organizations think differently. And in the fall, I came across this Culture Track study. I was like, we absolutely have to get those folks to Southeast Michigan, sharing their knowledge and understanding about current trends in, you know, cultural participation, what audiences are up to. And so very excited to have Maggie Hartnick with us, Managing Director of Lapaca Cohen, who is commissioned the study, who developed the study, to talk to us a little bit about what's happening in cultural participation these days. Maggie, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Solid.
Is it something we should be concerned about? Is it changing?
It's changing rapidly, which is why we commission this study every 3 years, just to follow the patterns of how things are changing. I think some people look at it as challenges in terms of the changes, but I like to look at it as opportunity.
So the last time you all released this was in 2014. Mm-hmm. What's changed in the last 3 years?
We're seeing that people are as engaged as ever, if not more, but very much across the sectors. And so they're not really going to any one institution loyally in the way that they were before, which really changes patterns of membership and subscriptions. You're seeing that people are really interested in the arts in terms of how it's connected to social impact. And I think that's a new challenge because we all who are invested in the arts know to link the two. But I think a lot of new audiences and new supporters of culture are kind of, it's going by the wayside. It's not on the top of their list of things to support because they're not making that connection. And so it was really surprising to us to see that really across all the clients we work with, but also in the study to see how absolutely imperative it is for audiences to be able to connect what they are supporting and what they are experiencing with how it's affecting their communities.
So this is a nationwide study.
This is nationwide, yes.
Do you think that's very applicable to the Washtenaw County area, Omari?
Oh, 100%. You know, Lisa, these organizations and artists have so much on their plate, so many ideas coming out of their head. I mean, also, it's really great having the study showing that it's important that we're always thoughtful about who's outside of our building, who our neighbors are, and how they're living their lives and what we can do to help them think differently about that, help them be more inspired to be better about how they go about their day, all these things. And so it's really wonderful to hear this as part of the study. Did you find connections between findings? So I guess, does that have anything to do with the idea that they're not just museum people or not just like symphony people? Mm-hmm. Are they connected in a certain kind of way?
I'm sure they could be. I mean, you're definitely seeing what we're calling kind of cultural omnivores or cultural promiscuity. and I think that leads to people, I think when you have a lack of loyalty in any one type of platform, there's a kind of a lack of loyalty overall. And so then when people are looking for meaning, they're not, you know, they're kind of spread thin a little bit. So I think that they can be connected.
And they're looking for meaning, but I also saw a strong support. I glanced over the study for having fun.
Yes. So this ended up being one of the really hot button topics in terms of it was the number one motivator for participating in cultural activities across the disciplines. And we've been surprised how many people have been kind of shocked about that. And in a lot of ways, I think a lot of cultural organizations have kind of education-driven missions. And so fun can kind of seem anathema, you know, or are they mutually exclusive? And I think it's a really important dialogue for us to have because we certainly think they're not. I think that education goes hand in hand with engagement and interactivity and socializing, everything that fun means. So it doesn't mean that we have to transform all of our cultural organizations into theme parks. I think we have to think authentically about what fun and engagement means without sacrificing our missions.
And, you know, that this idea of fun also then opens it up for lots of different people to feel like they can create and not be so serious. Mm-hmm. I say this looking at Lisa. And
because he knows I'm all about fun.
Well, right? You're all about fun, but then you're like showing me pictures of things that you just like love.
I can get meaning out of anything, really.
Yeah. And so you end up being a great like example of kind of what Maggie, you and Culture Track have found is that this, I don't know if it's democratizing of the ability to be creative, this idea that it's for anybody and that, ultimately it is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of for anybody, the number one motivator is fun. The number one barrier is it's not for someone like me. And so the kind of quest for personal relevance and making sure that people are seeing their backgrounds and their cultures and their rituals reflected, that kind of takes us right back to social impact.
So people are looking for more inclusion?
Much more inclusion.
In art. So how can that dilemma be resolved?
Well, I think that is the topic that all arts organizations are really talking about now, how to make deeper connections with their community, how to make sure that they're relevant, how they're reaching broader audiences. I think that's something that any one organization cannot solve on its own. And it's one that really, that's why I'm glad that we've presented here in this region to really get people to have dialogue around how to do that authentically here.
I mean, I love this idea that it can't just be one organization on its own, because that's part of certainly what we're up to at Culture Source and even at the state level, you know, this network, this ecosystem approach. And so, one, great to hear you say that. What do you, so you all have been doing these launch events all around the country. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that our region can learn or gain insights from based on what you've been hearing other communities ask, come up with as solutions or new ways of thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think collaboration is pretty key. I know we have presented this all over the place. I think, you know, one of the topics in the study that people are responding to a lot is that audiences are really looking to trust their organizations, and that in this kind of highly anxiety-ridden time, that cultural organizations are playing a really pivotal role as a place that they are going where they trust the information as opposed to other sources of where they're getting their information, and that it's a place that's going to be kind to them, and it's a place that's going to welcome them. And I think that you have a varying level of how people, you know, how to respond to that is something that's really nuanced. Like, how do you respond to the very important role of being a very trusted institution in where everybody's getting barraged with information that they don't trust, and what that means for every organization is different.
I mean, Maggie, that is completely wild, this idea that, oh, organizations should just be thoughtful about developing trust and being, like, kind to people and, like, welcoming people. You know, these are very basic things. Mm-hmm. And so on one hand, it is, I think, encouraging for organizations to know that the things that they have to come up with is new ways of working in mm-hmm. order to be more inclusive, more accessible, aren't like crazy math problems, you know,
or Absolutely.
Algorithms. But also it does require that they really, I was going to say that they open their hearts. These organizations got to open their hearts to their actual audiences, their actual patrons.
Yeah, open their hearts and I think really open their eyes. Because I think one of the things is that this isn't just about the content that you're showing or you're presenting. It's really about what's your hospitality like? What's your wayfinding like? How easy is it for someone to be able to figure out how to get from here or there? Are there comfortable places to gather and talk about the experience that you've had? So it's not just the artistic programming. It's really the whole arc of the experience.
It's called Culture Trek. It's a special study that was presented in the Ann Arbor area by Culture Source. Executive Director Omari Rush, thank you so much. Talking about trustful collaboration, we always appreciate your input in Art and Soul every week. And Maggie Hartnick of La Placa Cohen, thank you as well for sharing your insight and information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much.